Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The Mott Haven section of the Bronx, the latest neighborhood where a dead body was found stuffed in a bag. Let's get the story from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, real concern again that this has happened. Obviously, this building in Grand Concourse, the latest location where a body's been found. A 70-year-old woman found dead inside a garbage bag that was tied up. Now, her name has not yet been released yet, Susan. Two people, though, two men and two women as well. So that's a total of four that were in the apartment at the time of this terrible discovery yesterday afternoon have been taken into custody. We haven't learned of any charges yet, but they're being questioned. This says police are trying to find two squatters they believe killed 52-year-old Nadia Vitale, stuffing her body into a duffel bag in an apartment in Kipps Bay last week.
The apartment itself had been vacant for 3 to 4 months prior. We believe that some squatters took the apartment over, and this woman came home to get this apartment set up and walked in on the squatters that were there.
That's Chief of Detective Joe Kenny saying the man and woman who killed Vitale then stole her Lexus, crashed the car eventually near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and they're still on the run. Glenn Chuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Mott Haven.
Well, speaking of squatting, a high-profile case in Queens has a local lawmaker looking to change the squatting laws in New York.
New York state law says if someone comes into your home and decides to, let's say, live in the basement.
If you're in a premises for more than 30 days, you're afforded tenancy rights like any other law-abiding tenant.
Which is why the homeowner in Queens was arrested when she tried to change the locks after she says the men were squatting in her home. Assemblyman Jake Blumenkrantz wants to change the law
so that squatting is not considered tenancy, that person is considered a trespasser.
That would also cut down the eviction process that can often take years in housing court. His bill would also increase the time period for being considered a tenant from 30 to 45 days. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The man in the hospital after being shot with his own gun during a fight last week in the subway, he's looking at criminal charges. That's if the 36-year-old survives. Police say he accosted two others on an A train, reportedly because he thought they were migrants. Prosecutors say the man who pulled the trigger acted in self-defense and he will not be charged. Meantime, a woman who stabbed the 36-year-old before he was shot is still being sought. There's been a fatal fire in Brooklyn. It tore through a two-story building on Regent Place and East 21st Street last night. 60 firefighters and EMS responded. One person pronounced dead at the scene. No word yet on the cause of this blaze. It's 60 days at Rikers for New York City's worst landlord. Daniel Obashalom will serve the time for having 700 open housing violations. That includes for peeling lead paint, roach and mice infestations, mold and other issues. He topped the worst landlord list, which is put out by the public advocate, 2 years in a row now. In a statement, the Department of Housing and Preservation said it will not stand for landlords who neglect their responsibilities and will continue to fight for safe housing so that no New Yorker has to endure unsafe, unlivable conditions in their home. You know Grimaldi's Pizzeria in the Flatiron District? Well, both the owner and manager are in hot water, accused of stealing wages from several workers going back 7 years.
There are at least seven workers at Grimaldi's, and maybe more, who say they weren't paid more than $20,000 from 2017 to 2023. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg says those workers sent many text messages to Anthony Piscina and Frank Santora pleading to be paid.
We allege that Grimaldi's gave their employees paychecks that bounced, convinced their employees to continue working through partial payments via financial apps, made appointments to settle wages that were owed, and then never showed up.
Their attorney is Gerard Marone.
Certainly, if there's any money is owed, you know, employees will be paid back. But they're denying these allegations.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
New Jersey politics about to heat up big time following big news from Bob Menendez.
The announcement came well into a 9.5-minute video posted on social media.
I will not file for the Democratic primary this June.
It comes as Menendez, his wife, and three business associates face federal bribery charges. The couple is accused of taking cash, gold, and a luxury car for his influence to arrange business deals in the Middle East for the associates. Menendez says he hasn't done anything wrong.
I am hopeful that my exoneration will take place this summer and allow me to pursue my candidacy as an independent Democrat in the general election.
That's correspondent Peter King. Both New Jersey's First Lady Tammy Murphy and Congressman Andy Kim have already said they would be seeking the Democratic nomination. Word that Chris Christie is not ready to give up his presidential campaign. Speaking on the Axe Files podcast yesterday, the former New Jersey governor suggested he might launch a bid as a third-party no-labels candidate. When asked, Christie said he'd look into that because he wants to do, quote, whatever he can to make sure that the country doesn't go through what he thinks will be the misery of a second Trump term. Last week, No Labels announced a committee that would decide which candidates should be included on what they're calling a unity ticket. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin and current Maryland GOP Senate candidate Larry Hogan both declined. Donald Trump could be about to lose a couple of pricey properties in New York.
The pressure growing on Donald Trump as New York Attorney General Letitia James takes the first step towards seizing some of his assets if he can't meet Monday's deadline to post his $464 million bond. James filing documents to lay the groundwork to take over his golf course in a large estate in Westchester County. Trump's lawyers say he faces insurmountable difficulties in obtaining a bond. 30 insurance companies have turned him down because he doesn't have enough cash, and they won't accept his properties as collateral.
That's correspondent Aaron Katursky. Starting in June, the queues to take off and land at Newark Airport will come from air traffic controllers in Philadelphia. The FAA says moving air traffic control from the New York Tower will allow them to better handle what's risen to a record number of flights. Whether it also allows airlines to reinstate flights they cut last summer to ease traffic, that's not yet clear. The FAA notes that the Newark airspace will be handled separately from Philly and that several air traffic controllers are expected to voluntarily move to the Philadelphia area. Nearly $2 billion up for grabs, but as they say, you've got to be in it to win it.
If you're feeling lucky, you've got two shots to win millions over the next 2 days. First up for grabs is the Mega Millions jackpot later tonight, and it's a big one. The grand prize now close to $1 billion. No one's won it since December. No luck in the Powerball either, which means that jackpot's also increased to $750 million. That drawing's tomorrow.
That's Monica Ricks. 1010 Wins, of course, will have the winning numbers right after they're drawn. 1010 Wins Sports, the clock struck midnight for the two New Jersey schools hoping to be this year's NCAA tournament Cinderellas.
And Susan, the losses by Wagner in the afternoon, then St. Peter's last night, the two most lopsided of the tournament so far. We'll start with the Peacocks, who got trounced by Tennessee 83-49 after Donald Copeland's Seahawks fell to North Carolina 90-62.
I was happy for them to be able to compete in this, and I was really proud the way they competed. Obviously what we've gone through all year is unideal, but we expected to play well. We expected to win the game. Obviously we didn't, but I'm glad the way we played.
Biggest problem for the Garden State guys, neither was a number 11 seed. All three 11s who played Thursday, Duquesne, Oregon, and North Carolina State, pulled off upsets. But there was no bigger upset than the 14 in the South region, Oakland, picking off Kentucky. Mark and Hay, 1010 Win Sports on 92.3 FM. This ain't
Texas. No, says the Guggenheim, they did not authorize a display of Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter promo. Ads for the album were seen projected on the outside of several museums, including the Whitney, the New Museum, and the Museum of Art and Design. On Wednesday, Beyoncé had hinted that was going to happen when she posted the coordinates of the Guggenheim on her Instagram story, so it's not clear what's going on here. Beyoncé's new album drops 1 week from today.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.